relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You can shove your climate crisis up your arse. You can shove your climate crisis up your arse. You can shove your climate crisis. You can shove your climate crisis. You can shove your climate crisis up your arse.
For once, I agree with Greta Thunberg.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, I do. Welcome to America First One-on-One with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump and member of the National Security Education Board. We have a very... This guest could not have been timed better. We have with us, returning to America First, the man who educated me on the climate hoax. He is the founder of the Climate Depot, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, and more recently... The Green Fraud. Why the Green New Deal, I prefer Green New Steel, is even worse than you think. Mark Morano, welcome to One-on-One.
Thank you, Sebastian. Happy to be here today.
So where have you just got back from? Did you just get back from what does Obama call Scotland completely fallaciously? The Emerald Isle? Where have you been, Mark?
I have been in the Emerald... Well, actually, I think that's Ireland, right?
I have been
in Scotland. And I did not get to go. I was there for all last week. I did not get to go in one of these private jets like Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or Al Gore, who were all at the conference as well. I had to fly commercial, but I was there all last week at this Glasgow summit. And it was a doozy, because I think even the longtime observers are saying this is the, as Greta would say, a blah, blah, blah summit. Not much has happened here except a lot of virtue signaling.
How dare you?
So what is this? They're using this acronym COP. I didn't realize it's now running for multiple weeks. What is this virtue signaling stand for, and who is there, Mark?
Well, this is the United Nations Climate Summit. COP stands for Conference of Parties. It's just bureaucratic language that they have every year. So next year's COP27. This year's COP25. And this whole process started in 1992. With the Rio Earth Summit that then Republican President George H.W. Bush signed and got us beholden to this big monster mess. And then, of course, the first climate agreement they came up with was the Kyoto Protocol when Clinton was president. And it's been going strong since then, annual basis. And they always pick exotic locations. Scotland's probably the least exotic location that they've had it. I've been to Bali, South America, Cancun, all over the world. Next year is going to be in Egypt. They like to fly all over and have giant parties. The carbon footprint of these COPs or UN climate summits exceed entire African nations.
Hang on, Mark, will you stop stealing my questions? I was just about to ask you, what is the carbon footprint of the Conference of Parties? I mean, we've read the reports. Yeah. What is it, 400 private jets? Seriously, well, I mean, how does that compare to the carbon footprint of Vanuatu or Trinidad and Tobago, Mark?
I mean, they've done analysis at past COPs conferences, and it literally exceeds multiple African nations' combined annual carbon dioxide emissions. That's how big these two-week summits are. And you're absolutely right. The private jets, they're so bad. They've clogged up the airports that they're leaving Glasgow and they're being forced to land in Edinburgh and other airports nearby because they've just run out of space to park all the private jets from the dignitaries. Remember, John Kerry has said he has to fly private because in order to save the world, he's got to be able to do it efficiently and quickly, and he can't mess around with commercial. And this... the hypocrisy here. Here's the other thing that's really shocking. The COVID protocols, all these people that have traveled halfway around the world are now complaining. At Climate Depot, I had an article this week where they're literally being forced away from the conference because they can't hold them more due to social distancing, COVID restrictions. to people who traveled halfway around the world are now watching the conference in their hotel rooms online after spewing huge carbon footprints. That's the absurdity that is the United Nations.
So, look, we have to unpack everything that you've helped us with the politically incorrect guide to climate change and until the latest book, Green Fraud. But it's all a con. We know it's a con. Get the book, Green Fraud. Educate yourself. Have those talking points to use with your liberal acquaintances or maybe your relatives who believe this garbage. But at the end of the day, Mark, you know, it's a con, but it would be less egregious of a con if they had events where everybody rode a bicycle to the event. Don't you think that at least that modicum of commitment, you know, walk or a bicycle or maybe pay somebody to take you in a rickshaw, then we could start to maybe not laugh at them so much, Mark?
Well, you know, they've tried this at previous. We've caught them before at these summits. They'll have a renewable energy, boots and brag that they're using solar panels or something. And then we find out that their backup is diesel generators running. In fact, Michael Moore's film, which he exposes the green energy fraud, Michael Moore, it was called Planet of the Progressives. He got exiled from the Planet of the Progressives, whatever his movie is called, is the Planet of something, but he got exiled from Planet of Progressives for challenging this. And that's exactly what he did. They've tried that with renewable energy. He shows that it's all backed up by good old fossil fuels. And that's what the United Nations does. You know, again, they're having an online summit, but the problem is
Planet of the Humans.
Planet of the Humans, yes. And he got exiled from Planet of the Progressives. He literally was banned on YouTube. His former progressive friends turned against him because he went full stop against the whole con that is solar and wind power. And he ridiculed it. And he got literally just disenfranchised from the whole progressive movement over that film. But the United Nations, the absurdity now is they're actually having an online summit for many of the participants. But this is after they traveled. So they kind of missed the point of the low carbon output.
Yeah, yeah. Well, once you've traveled by jet liner or private jet to the location, you've pretty much expended the carbon footprint. If you're watching it at home, maybe a little different. We're talking to Mark Morano. He's the founder of Climate Depot. Go to @ClimateDepot, climatedepot.com. Mark, let's go straight to the heart of the matter. We're going to talk about all the ramifications, the tie-in with COVID and everything else. But let's talk about what, for me, is the biggest success. And you got to doff your cap. These guys are geniuses. Because my limited scientific expertise, I'm a PhD of political science, not hard science, is that we are carbon-based life forms, and carbon dioxide is the fuel for life and is absolutely necessary for the existence of life on this planet. These people have managed to make carbon evil and to make carbon dioxide, the fuel for life, a pollutant in modern verbiage. That's pretty impressive in terms of, you know, the propaganda of Goebbels. That ranks at the top of successful propaganda, does it not?
It truly does. You know, humans, we inhale oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide. They now want to regulate what humans exhale as a pollutant, regulated by not only the U.S. government, but the United Nations and every regulatory body in the world. This is, if you look at all the emissions that we do, carbon dioxide is the most beneficial, the one you would worry the least about out of everything, but that's the one they want to focus on. And they've demonized this gas of life, even though NASA and scientific studies show it is greening the earth. Deserts are shrinking, plants, agriculture, trees are benefiting in the last 20 years. Scientific studies and data prove that this has been beneficial. But what they want to scare you on is scary predictions of the future that aren't based on geologic facts. We've had ice ages with many times higher CO2, and we've had similar temperatures with the same level of CO2. It does not control the global temperature. In fact, we're on a cooling trend since the Roman warming period of 0 AD or the medieval warming period of 1000 AD. We are warm since the end of the Little Ice Age in 1850. Yes. And I think it's been a great warming because we don't want New York Harbor frozen over, crop failure, and misery. This has been a fantastic era of the 20th century during this warming. And so this is where we come up with the fear. They come up and they try to scare us about this trace essential gas in the atmosphere that humans exhale. And it's just, it's bonkers scientifically. And many of the UN scientists have turned against the UN because of these claims.
Yeah, I think bonkers is putting it mildly. I apologize for forgetting to answer this question, but it's really important. When it comes to COP, the Conference of Parties, with your private jets, you know, the really bad polluters, Russia and China, they're at COP, right, Mark?
No, really. This is interesting. Saudi Arabia head didn't come. Russian head, Putin didn't come. The Chinese head did not come. Why? There's a very simple reason. There's no reason for them to come. Why? Because Joe Biden is literally doing their bidding on China. The increase in our reliance on solar, wind, and electric car batteries is going to incredibly make us more dependent on China rare earth mining,
right,
produced by Uyghur Muslim slaves and buying up Africa and child labor. Russia's not there because U.S. oil imports from Russia, Russian oil imports are at an 11-year high in the U.S. and going higher. So Putin's got a big smile on his face. He doesn't need to come. Saudi Arabia doesn't need to be here. Why? Because the Biden administration is begging Saudi Arabia and OPEC nations to increase oil production as he shuts down yet another pipeline in America, goes after fracking, bans drilling on federal lands. That is truly bonkers. So if I were Russia, China, the Middle East, why would you come to a conference when the U.S. president is literally doing everything you would ever want him to do for your benefit?
They've talked about Russian collusion for 4 years. Now we're witnessing with real Russian collusion and Chinese collusion thanks to the Biden regime. Stay with us for more One-on-One with Mark Morano. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Your calls next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. People like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free. Find out for yourself. Order the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today. Don't wait any longer. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Welcome back to the man who taught me more than anybody else about the climate hoax, Mark Morano. I wrote about it, that moment in my second book, Why We Fight. I have a photograph from the back of the Rose Garden. For me, it had nothing to do with my remit, national security, but it was my proudest moment in the White House when President Trump stood up in the Rose Garden, beautiful sunny June day, pulled us out of the Paris Climate Treaty, Paris Accord, because it wasn't a treaty, and said that the famous line that will echo down through the ages, I was elected by the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris. You're damn right. That's why the president removed us. The fact is, these things are absurd because they punish us. And we are even cleaner today now, thanks to President Trump, than the requirements of the Paris Accord demanded of us, whilst others like China and Russia are either unaffected, unlimited, or Mark, they get money from us to continue polluting. Am I missing something here?
No, you're absolutely right. These countries are eager to come to United Nations Climate Summit, so much so that they lifted the COVID vaccine mandate in Scotland. No, this is, you know, anywhere else you travel in Europe, you got to have a 7-day, at least in EU countries, you have to have a 7-day quarantine or 8-day quarantine. But they lifted it because they want these countries to come in, because the only way they can entice them is with cold, hard cash, of course, filtered through the United Nations. And the United Nations is seeking to pay the countries in the developing world who are best able to keep their citizens locked in poverty. This money will go to the leaders of these countries, not to do anything for the environment or to help their people. It's going to end up helping these leaders get reelected, building monuments, stadiums, ensuring their political machines are well-funded. The UN knows politics. They are experts. They're not climate experts, but they're political experts. And this is the reason that you see all of these countries. In fact, the highest participation rates at these UN summits are usually African nations, because they know the reason they're drawn there is the UN has offers of cold climate cash to go to these leaders around the world.
Let me just share with you, I'm sure you've heard it, but I liked it the first time I heard it from an economist. It was quoting another economist who said, what is foreign aid? Foreign aid is money you take from not very wealthy people in developed countries. You take from the middle class and you give it to the rich elite people in developing countries. It's basically your bankrolling corrupt regimes, whether it's communist China, whether it's countries in Africa. That's what foreign aid does. It keeps those regimes undemocratic, Mark.
And not only it keeps them undemocratic, but it keeps them supporting the UN agenda. So if you're getting tens of millions of dollars and you're a small African nation, you're going to love the UN. You're going to support it. You're going to vote the way they want you to. This is how the UN garners the political momentum. In fact, I'll go to these UN summits. People say, well, why are all these African nations are all clamoring for climate action? They're being paid. They're actually literally being paid by the UN, or promised to be paid, because there's a lot of questions with where the money's coming from and they're not actually raising all of this money. But here's the key about it. And Greta called it a blah, blah, blah summit. This is a virtue signal, because if you look at every climate summit going back, every Earth summit, every UN summit, going back to the Rio Earth Summit, 1992, one thing has happened after every summit. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has continued to go up. These have done nothing for the climate, despite in Paris, despite Copenhagen and Kyoto, all these different agreements. They're saying we've solved the crisis. Our children and grandchildren remember this day. And then a year later, we have to solve the crisis again. How many times can we save the Earth?
Can you talk to us about this, you know, this fear-mongering? It's the world will end in 12 years, as AOC likes to tell us. And then this refrain that 96% of all scientists have a consensus. Mark, last time I looked, I haven't been in school for a long time, science isn't based upon voting. There's no consensus in science. Science is about testing theories, and if they fail, they are rejected. So talk to us about this quote-unquote science consensus on climate change.
Well, okay. First of all, you mentioned tipping points, and I'll talk about the 97%. The tipping points, we all know AOC's 12-year tipping point. Prince Charles had a 100-month tipping point. And by the way, that expired, and then he moved it like 45 years into the future. But we go back 1989, the UN had a 10-year tipping point. 1982, they had a tipping point. But I went back in my book, Green Fraud, and I found the first known climate tipping point, 1864, when Abraham Lincoln was president. An academic, I believe named William Marsh, actually warned of climatic excess unless man changed his ways. So we've been dealing with climate tipping points for centuries, literally, since the U.S. Civil War, at least, we've been dealing with this. Now, in terms of the 97%, this is a lazy talking point designed for climate activists so they don't have to know an ounce about the science. Earlier, you said you have a degree in political science. That's the perfect degree to analyze climate change, because it is chiefly a political issue. Very little has to do with science. When they tell us that white supremacy is causing global warming, you know this is no longer a science issue. And many NASA scientists are now saying that. NASA hard scientists are saying it. So in the 97%, there were two major studies done. One at a survey of 10,000 plus scientists. They whittled it down to 77 scientists. We don't know their names. We don't know their university affiliation. We don't know. They're completely anonymous. They asked them two questions. Is the Earth warming, and if humans contributed? This is a question a lot of skeptical scientists would answer. And out of that, they formed a 97% consensus, which wasn't even 97 scientists. It was based on 77 anonymous scientists. Another study was done out of Australia. 97%, Al Gore, President Obama cited. A UN lead author looked at it and said it was literally, this stat 97% was quite literally pulled from thin air, that there was nothing in that study to justify it. It was all statistical nonsense where they looked at studies and they claimed that if they accept the premise of mankind, then they agree that it's a 97%, when many of these studies absolutely challenge many aspects of the climate. So this is all statistical nonsense designed so no one has to think, and it's designed to silence and intimidate anyone who challenges the climate narrative.
It's a fraud. It's not real. Educate yourself. Even I heard Joe Rogan, superbly influential because of the number of subscribers he have, quote this absurd, "Well, there's the consensus," as he was interviewing Candy Stone. "So you're 90%+ scientist." Joe, not true. Listen to people who've actually looked at the background to these statements, and also the fact that of the people, the 70 people quoted, most of them weren't even scientists. They were policy individuals. They were commentators. And on top of it, they were people who make money out of the climate business. So if you're getting grants to do climate change policy work, were you likely to say, no, there is no climate problem? No, you are biased. You are absolutely interested in hyping it up. We're talking to Mark Morano. He is the founder of ClimateDepot.com. If you enjoy what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA for all of our one-on-ones, monologues, and special guests. Back with Mr. Climate Depot after this break. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of 6 signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text photo to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And we're back with truth teller extraordinaire, Mark Morano. So you've mentioned, you've gone back in time. You've talked about the first predictions of a tipping point, a catastrophe in our climate going back to Lincoln's time. Let's talk about recent history. I think we're about the same age. Since when I was born in the 1970s, tell me what I'm missing. I've heard the following. Before I was born, we had the Malthusians. You know, the Earth is going to run out of food. There will be massive, massive starvations. The planet cannot feed 3 billion people. Well, 7 billion later, we're doing pretty good. Then on top of that, we had, first we had the coming ice age, the new ice age. When that didn't come, they told us about acid rain, that we would all die because of the acid falling out of the skies. When that didn't occur, we had the ozone. We would all be fried to a crisp because of a hole in the protective ozone layer. Then it was climate war. Sorry. Then we had all the avian things, you know, the bird flu and all that stuff that was going to kill us. Then we had climate warming, global warming. When that didn't gain traction, well, and Al Gore failed, then they again, you got to give him credit. Climate change, as if the weather doesn't. Am I missing anything? I mean, the permutations of propaganda and lying and fear mongering. Have I missed any big muscle movements out, Mark?
Well, the only ones I think you left out were the overpopulation scare, the Paul Ehrlich, you know, which was also related to what you mentioned, the resource scarcity scare. And then also the Amazon rainforest scare.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes.
Remember Sting's annual rainforest concerts? I actually interviewed Donald Trump at a Sting rainforest concert in the 1990s. He was there virtue signaling. That's how popular the Sting rainforest concert was. You don't hear about it anymore.
No.
But that was National Geographic, Disney films. So that, by the way, the Amazon now least endangered forest, even the New York Times, for every acre cut, 50 are being regenerated. Studies show that when you use forestry and tropical forests, if you do it the new methods, you can't distinguish between plant and animal species of the cleared forest versus the regenerated forest. So these fairs don't really die; they just sort of morph and fade away into the next fair, which is what we have with climate change. And by the way, I was at the Bali UN Climate Summit in 2007. With an aide to John McCain at the time, who was pushing the climate fears, he was pushing carbon trading in the U.S. Senate. And that was the time, 2007, when they were changing the name from global warming to climate change. And they were arguing that they had to do it because, A, there was a global warming pause, the temperature wasn't going up. And this way they could now blame every storm, every bad weather event would be blamed on climate because the climate was changing. And I was there. That's what they openly plotted and strategized. And I think they've been largely successful because they have many Americans believing that every hurricane, flood, tornado, drought is now unprecedented and never happened, despite the fact that the peer-reviewed data shows it is on no trend or declining trends. And that includes everything from hurricanes, wildfires.
I have a sneaking feeling that hurricanes and tornadoes existed even before humans. Just a strange suspicion there. And I definitely know they existed before the internal combustion engine as well. Mark, you're very familiar with it, I'm sure. Let's try and explain all of this insanity. If it's not about grifting, it's not about money and grants. It's about what Michael Crichton said in a very famous, very short speech he gave to the Commonwealth Club, where he said, if you deny the existence of God, if you're a postmodern secular individual who thinks, you know, opiate of the masses, all you end up doing, because, you know, you create a God-shaped hole in your soul, is you create a new godless religion, and climate worship is a cult. Greta is a peculiar child prophet of a pseudo-religion.
Yes. In fact, in my film Climate Hustle, which was released last year, we had a whole section on the climate religion. I went to the New York City Climate March, and I think it was out 2014. They had a whole Earth spirituality event, which they didn't want a lot of cameras in. They kicked us out the first time, but we were able to get them. And they're all like meditating, praying to Mother Earth. And it's a whole almost like Wiccan and all this weird, I shouldn't say weird, you shouldn't judge other people, but all this New Age religious stuff, which is morphed with sort of a green ideology to essentially come up with a green climate religion. And we have people like Harrison Ford, who goes to these UN summits. And by the way, I interviewed Harrison Ford at the last UN summit in Madrid. He had bragged to the newspaper that he sometimes flies up the coast for a cheeseburger in his plane. He loves flying so much. So I asked him, given climate change, if he still flies up the coast. And he said, no, I'm a vegetarian now. And I didn't get to ask him if he flies up for a fake meat burger. But right. You know, he didn't stay around for that answer. But Harrison Ford said in an HBO documentary that he finds in nature a kind of God. The celebrities are very open about this, that this is their religion. It's so bad, Sebastian, that the head of the UN climate panel, a guy named Rajendra Pachauri, actually said, climate change is my religion. And that's an exact quote. I'm not paraphrasing. This is how they took that that view. And so that's what now you know why you're not allowed to argue. You're not allowed to dissent. A magazine, actually, Scientific American, actually put a climate change skeptic on the cover and said she was a heretic, Dr. Judith Curry, because she went from a believer in the climate alarmism to a climate skeptic. A scientific publication called her a heretic, which is the language of religion. Normally.
Yeah. You find if you're going into nature to find God, I suggest you might try a church or a temple instead. It might be a little bit easier. Do you do everything that you could do to ensure that you're healthy for your loved ones? Is your wife, your mother, your father, your children, your grandchildren, are they concerned that you're not the healthiest you could be. There are so many reasons to take balance of nature, but that's one of the reasons that I'm serious about it, because I'm serious about my personal responsibility for my health. You know you need to eat vegetables, you know you need to eat fruit, but very rarely do we eat enough. These six little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, provide me with everything my body craves. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and fibers. Get serious, do it for your loved ones, and right now, Dr. Douglas Howard, the inventor, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
The most awesome pipes in talk radio, Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One-on-One with Mark Morano. Mark, let's address the question of the morphing of this cult. Let's talk about the fact that we have Nancy Pelosi talking about climate justice. A British author has used the phrase watermelon to describe what AOC is doing. This, as your book calls it, the green fraud. What we are witnessing has nothing to do with the environment. It's about power. It's about state control. It is a thin layer of green, like a watermelon's rind, but inside it is deep, deep red socialist. Is that what you're seeing? Is that how COVID is also being leveraged of late?
Yes, that's a lot to unpack. But here's the bottom line. Every environmental scare since the 1960s from overpopulation leading up to COVID has ended up being an opportunity. They like to fearmonger because they want to sell a progressive agenda of a centrally planned socialist utopia. Now, they did this with overpopulation. I have a whole chapter in my book about the global cooling scare and how they had literally the same solutions proposed in the 1970s to stop global cooling as they're doing now for the Green New Deal. It always involves wealth redistribution, shutting down the economy, recessionary type stuff, and then, of course, putting other people in charge, central planning. And it's exactly what we found. At first, climate activists were jealous with the COVID lockdowns. They said, if we can do this for the virus, we should be able to do it for the planet. And then they got excited because they want to now go from COVID lockdowns to climate lockdowns. Just this week, Sebastian, Greta Thunberg, the same Greta Thunberg who was disappointed, is petitioning the UN Secretary General to declare the climate crisis a global level 3 emergency. Now, if they declare climate change a climate emergency, that then gives them similar powers that they had with COVID, powers to restrict your travel, powers to restrict airline and vehicle travel, powers to restrict your freedom of movement. They could talk about curfews, planned recessions, which they've talked about for decades in the climate movement. So to keep it simple, they can't sell these ideas of Marxism and socialism on their own merits. They need a climate scare or a virus scare in the front of it to make you obey under an emergency declaration. And that's what they've gotten so good at. And many Republican governors have actually been duped by this, at least early on with the COVID, believing that the lockdowns, that you could actually control a virus with government lockdowns and mask mandates.
You used the phrase climate scare. Look, if you're over the age of 18, it's your responsibility to verify the information that is presented to you and to decide whether or not it is credible. Isn't perhaps the most disturbing aspect of everything you've covered, whether it's, you know, your book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, whether it's your film Climate Hustle or your new publication Green Fraud, isn't the most problematic or the most disturbing of all what has been done to a whole generation of children? The idea that there are children today in America, and I'm not talking about Greta. Greta, you know, is a sui generis case, and she's now an adult, allegedly. But we have a generation, Mark, of children who actually think the world is going to burst into flames any moment. The long-term ramifications of that, aren't you very worried of the psychological damage that these people are doing to our children?
Yes. In fact, I have a whole chapter in Green Fraud just on the kids and the child propaganda. Well, this week at my website, Climate Depot, I was able to find a United Nations video produced with the singer Camila Cabello. I think I'm saying that right. Oddly, she's a Cuban-born or Cuban-descendant singer. You think her ancestors and family would warn her about teaming up with the United Nations. But in this video, they talk about the mental health effects of climate change. And the only way to help the mental health effects, and again, they're using young celebrities to appeal to our kids, is to solve climate change. So in that vein, they indoctrinate kids from kindergarten through college. They now have, you know, former NASA scientists have recruited children to fight European governments and the United States government to basically demand Marxism to save our future and to save our future climate. They want a centrally planned economy, lower economic growth, and they want government controlling all aspects so we don't ruin the climate. Otherwise, we're ruining their climate future. And they're actually suing the U.S. government, teenagers, some as young as elementary school, in order to ensure a better climate future. And what kind of climate action they're looking for is essentially government dictates on every aspect of our life, very similar to climate to COVID lockdowns.
Yeah, and if you add to that the mask mandates, children having to wear masks, we're talking about psychological ramifications, the likes of which we can't even measure right now or predict. Follow this man at Climate Depot on Twitter, climatedepot.com, and read all of Mark's books, because you need to know the truth about all of this. When it comes to these activists, Mark, like Greta, like Al Gore, answer me this very simple question. We are very good. We are beating the Paris Accord requirements after we left under President Trump. We are cleaner than we were when we remember. Why isn't Greta, why isn't Al Gore going to Beijing to lecture the Chinese who produce 25% of the carbon emissions in the world?
That's a very good question. For one reason, for decades, the progressive left has praised China's one-party system. So first of all, they're envious. They don't have the messiness of democracy.
Right.
We have Tom Friedman, New York Times, UN climate chief, all praising China. It's a very good question. Just this week, John Kerry and Joe Biden were making excuses for China's unbelievable building a one coal plant a week. Their answer to this is, well, they're pledging. They have a new pledge out where basically in the future, at some future date, decades from now, China's going to get their act together on climate. So we believe that. I don't have a great answer. I mean, this is, you know, China, as they buy up our country, as we're literally ceding all of our ways. In fact, the lockdowns were literally mimicked from communist China. The World Health Organization, which China controls, presented that. And even the Trump administration fell for the initial lockdown phase, and all the governors fell for it. So China is essentially the sole world power at the moment in terms of influence. And Biden, Kerry, the whole climate cabal, they're not going to challenge it. They're only going to praise China. It's the woke world in which we live. But you made a very good point. The Trump administration, when they pulled out of the UN Paris Agreement, which was just brilliant and beautiful, noted that the United States led the world in reducing carbon dioxide emissions. I think it has been 22% reduction since 2005. Why? You can go back and look at predictions of the experts in 2010. No one saw it coming. No one saw natural gas replacing coal. And it happened, broke all energy predictions. The United States is leading the world. We should be the model for the rest of the world, not bending on our knees and shutting down more American energy to be more reliant on what... regime.
Listen to what he just said. Because of President Trump's energy independence policy, because of fracking natural gas here in America, we are the model, at least we were until Biden came up, we are the model of a clean, burning, developed nation, not anybody lecturing us from the Emerald Isle of Scotland, as Obama says.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
and we're back one-on-one with the founder of Climate Depot, Mark Morano. Last question to you, Mark. If you want to be moral, if you want to signal real virtue, this is not the way to do it. Because, yes, they want control in our developed countries, Mark. But if they're serious about cutting carbon-based fuels, getting rid of plastics, who's going to suffer the most? They're actually going to send developing nations in Africa and elsewhere literally back to the Stone Age, correct?
They are. Again, I mentioned it, nearly 1 billion people don't have running water and electricity. When Obama was president, he had the World Bank stop coal financing in poor African nations. Coal is the cheapest, most available source of energy that you could possibly get to lift people out of poverty, to give them lower infant mortality, longer life expectancy. The worst environments are the ones without fossil fuels, the ones where people have to burn dung and their huts made of dung, and they have don't have infrastructure, and they're polluted rivers and waters. As you develop wealth, you get fossil fuel development, you get better, you get a cleaner, healthier environment. So restricting development right now for the world's poor is only going to delay their entry into what we've enjoyed here in the West, the prosperity of health and long life.
Yeah, it's the most evil aspect of all of this. We understand the grifters. We understand the new blanket, the cloak for acquiring political power. But when this ideology that you're leveraging, this lie, this propaganda about carbon, about CO2, is actually going to condemn the poorest of the poor, developing nations, to a hell of not getting to enjoy everything we have established and enjoyed for ourselves in the Industrial Revolution and beyond, there is no excuse for that. I just want to say thank you to you, Mark, for being really one of the few truth tellers on this issue out there. You're undaunted. You travel to these absolute, outrageous, hypocritical boondoggles to tell us what these people are doing. Educate yourself. Read what this man writes. Go to climatedepot.com. Follow him on Twitter at Climate Depot. The movie is Climate Hustle. The first book I found from Mark that really educated me is The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. And, of course, his latest work with, naturally, AOC and the Green New Deal on the cover is Green Fraud, why the Green New Deal is even worse than you think. Thank you, Mark. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to One on One. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.